Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Wisdom from Above by Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, November 9th, 2020. The text is Psalm 90, verses 10 through 12, which say, "The years of our life are 70, or by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger, O God, your wrath, according to the fear of you? So teach us. Teach us to number our days, so that we may get a heart of wisdom." These are not very encouraging words. Yet, we might find it difficult to disagree with the psalmist. Some individuals do live well past 100 years, but such longevity is rare. Even though today many people may celebrate 90 years or more, the psalmist rightly observes that the years of our life are 70 or 80. Whatever the number of years involved, we may also readily agree that a lifespan is but toil and trouble. Trouble is something we experience in every age. And while the nature of the burdens we bear changes with the passing of years, our burdens, our troubles, will always weigh heavily on us. Do we live out our span of years in fear of God's wrath and judgment? Is that the source of our trouble? The psalmist is concerned about that. He says in Psalm 90, verse 8, "You, God, have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence." With the psalmist, we pray for a realistic understanding of our limited lifespans, an understanding that will impart to us a heart of wisdom. During our earthly years, do we follow the divine wisdom revealed in the Word of God, or do we listen to the wisdom of the world? The world's wisdom tells us, "You have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry." See Luke chapter 12, Jesus' parable. The wisdom from above tells us, "Exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." See Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. The world's wisdom claims that repentance and faith are unnecessary, and the cross is just so much foolishness. What can it matter, worldly wisdom asks, that a Jewish rabbi was crucified by the Romans centuries ago? Why should that concern us today? The wisdom of the Word answers, "For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God, through wisdom it pleased God, through the folly of what we preach, to save those who believe." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. In the face of the world's scorn, we boldly preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Worldly wisdom finds happiness for today and hope for the future in self-centered pursuits. But as Paul wisely said in 1 Corinthians 15, "If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are most of all people to be pitied." Hope for this life only is a worldly and sadly limited hope. Godly wisdom, a gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, godly wisdom teaches us to look to the future with hope in Christ, to await with confidence the day of His return and the resurrection of our glorified and ageless bodies. In every year, the Lord our God grants to us, with godly wisdom and in humble repentance, we join the psalmist in a grateful prayer. "Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O Lord, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days." Psalm 90, verse 14. Would you continue that prayer with me? Lord, throughout the span of our years, help us by your Spirit to grow in wisdom, in the wisdom found in your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen.